How did this band get put together?
Well, it started in like 2007, I guess. Aaron and I met. I went to college on the East Coast and was roommates with his friend growing up in Boston. So I met Aaron and we started sort of playing music. We played music like once or twice on the East Coast. And then he moved out here to LA a couple years before I did. And when we started hanging out, we just started playing music and it just became what we did every day until suddenly we were like, well, maybe we should find a drummer. And we knew a drummer. And
yeah, it all happened pretty quickly.
Yeah, it happened quickly and easily for us. It kind of just fell into place, which was cool.
You guys don't sound like, southern kind of guys, but your music awfully does. I mean, how does your sound come about? Where'd that come from?
It's heavily influenced by East Coast jam bands like Dispatch and Guster. I actually don't even know. I've heard it multiple times that we had like an Americana kind of sound.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's from the Midwest. I went to college in the Midwest, but I don't really can't explain it. Side of they don't really, our influences don't really that at all. So I don't know. That's just I guess there's something that's within us that kind of has snuck out, I suppose.
So, what are your inspirations? I see the not your inspirations, your influences. I see the Beatles poster behind you guys. I'm kind of stalking a little bit, but
Oh
so what do you what what'd you guys grow up listening to?
Well, growing up, I listened to like Aerosmith, Beatles, Doors, Billy Joel. Those are like four of the bands that I remember as a kid. My parents always having on and around.
Yeah, my parents listened to a lot of Jimmy Buffett, and my mom loved musical theater and stuff like that. So that's pretty much what I grew up listening to, but I quickly moved to like my brother's music, which was a lot of Alice in Chains and Silverchair. I don't know if you know who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I interviewed Ben Gillies a couple of weeks ago. He just put out his own album. It's really good.
That's amazing. That's
Cool.
great.
Yeah.
I'll check that out. I feel like some of the stuff, like influence-wise, in terms of writing, like I didn't really start writing music for the first time until I was in high school, and like ever seriously until after I was out of college, and that was, I feel like, influenced by what I listened to later in life. Well, I listen to all those bands from my childhood still today, but in terms of like writing, my interest went in a different direction, maybe a little more pop even at times.
Listen to a lot of young
And a
music,
lot of
yeah.
the jam bands, like you said, is what we're both listening to. I think when we really wrote a lot of the songs that started this group.
Yeah.
So
There's a lot of like OAR influence in it.
I love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, we
Foo
both like Foo
Fighters.
Fighters.
I don't know. It's everything. It's a huge mix.
See, people automatically judge right off the bat. They hear things like jam band and pop, and they automatically think things, but in a really cool way, you guys have a great combination of those two things. I mean, how did it all really come together? How do the other members of the band contribute to the overall sound?
I'd say our drummer, who we the most recent addition, he definitely adds a more rock aspect to it. Definitely, I feel like a blues rock drummer is when
Yeah.
he's at his best. So that kind of adds another dimension to it. And Devin, our bass player, he learned to play the bass, which is pretty awesome. He was originally a blues guitar player. Who was like a singer-songwriter type of person. I don't know, it just all kind of came together to form this
Yeah, we just
Americana.
got really lit, and we sort of fought to find, well, we didn't fight to find band members, but it was like it never quite felt as well matched as it does now musically, in terms of all four of us really completely being on the same page when we're writing, when we're jamming, when we're practicing. And things just come about in this very natural way that is really fun to experience for us. And I think just, yeah, these Devin on bass and Ian on drums bring so much to the table with what they do improvisationally that really adds a lot to stylistically what we become when we play and write and record.
Yeah, we'll come into a rehearsal with an idea that's just kind of like, for me, it's all usually me on an acoustic guitar, And then it just kind of transforms over the next like month or 2 months into whatever song it ends up being.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now the only song that's available is I'm That Man. So what's the rest of the album like as far as, you know, the timbre and like the different sounds you guys got going on?
It continues on the rock path. There's three of the, so this total will be five songs on the EP. Three of the four, I think, are pretty solid rock tunes. Maybe one a little poppier than the others. And then there's another similar, more in the vein of I'm That Man. It's a little more of a, that I think has a little bit more of that Americana, a little bit more of a jammier side to it, which is kind of cool. But it, I mean, it stays pretty. This is the first time we really feel like we have found, in the last year, we feel like we've really found our sound. And so I think you'll find that the overall timbre of this record is pretty solid and pretty uniform, which we're excited about because it tells a lot about who we are as a band.
Okay, speaking of I'm That Man, what was the creative process behind that song? What was the inspiration for the lyrics? How did everything come together? Give me like the VH1 behind the song.
This is one of the most awesome stories. I'll let Rob tell it.
This happens once in a while, I think, with songwriters, but none of our other songs, I can say, were written this way, but we were just practicing one day and had all come into rehearsal and had kind of long work days, and we're like, let's just jam for a couple minutes, and we were playing, not quite ready to get to work, and I started playing a guitar lick, and then we sort of figured out, it just sort of became...
We started singing the chorus to it.
Yeah, it just like the chords, we were just like, well, this sounds cool, let's do this. And then I started singing lyrics to it and probably sang almost exactly what the first two verses are now, just made up on the spot. And I was like, can we just hang on for a second? I got to run outside and write this down. So I went outside, and in the course of about 5 minutes, I wrote the lyrics for the entire song. And then about 15 minutes later, the song was done. I mean, pretty much exactly what it is now.
It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my entire life.
So it was just one of those moments where we're all on the same page and the inspiration strikes and we're smart enough to pause and write it down so we remember it.
Yeah. We always joke about having a record button in life. So you find something that you like, you can just push the button and it'll have it forever.
Yeah, well, we were smart enough to hit record this time. So.
So moving forward, what do you guys think that you have to do as a collective unit to really get to where you want to be musically?
Keep practicing. We need to get tighter. We need to keep on writing material.
Yeah, we're excited about the path. Like I said, we've sort of just found our sound in the last year, 6 months, and nailed it down. So we're excited about some of the new things. Even though we're putting out this record, we're excited about the writing we've been doing. So I think we have a lot of work to do in terms of what is to come next musically, but also what is to come next on a promotional level. Like, we want to do a tour within the next year, up and down the West Coast, which we're pumped about. And just expanding, you know, getting our music to as many people as possible. We feel confident that it's an enjoyable genre to listen to. So the more people we can spread that to, the better. We just want to get it out there as much as possible. So
yeah. Want to try to target some college radios and stuff like that. But that's pretty much our